chill. I'm chill off this duo.
Okay.
I've been into dance music, like, ever since I bought the Korg and the DFAM, like, dance music has been, like...
What's dance music to you?
See, I don't know, like, I guess stuff that makes me want to dance, so...
Which is, like, what?
I don't know, like, Todd Terrier...
Terrier? Is that how... I think it's a yay, right? The J-E.
I think I've seen enough videos so far... That it's like Todd Terrier.
Yeah.
Todd
Terrier. Okay.
Or Terrier. You know, Soul Wax.
Uh huh.
Sextile.
Uh huh. That makes you want to. Sextile makes you want to dance.
I guess, yeah.
That's so funny.
I mean, it's like that. It's that 1-2 beat, you know? Uh-huh. It's like, oh, not 1-2, but that 2-4 disco beat.
Uh huh.
It's definitely a 2-4 disco beat that is the common thread for a lot of this stuff. That or that kind of you know, like Todd Terrier uses it in almost every song. Mm-hmm. Sextile uses it. You know, Soul Wax uses it. Mm-hmm. It's just that hard 2-4 beat,
mm-hmm.
And it's the only beat, the only nice consistent beat I can recreate on the DFAM.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm just addicted to that. Rhythm, mm-hmm. and yeah, like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I can name other dance music that makes me feel like, you know, like Simian Mobile Disco, you know, like, I mean, I've never listened to Justice, or I've never listened to, like, what are other ones? Like Passion Pit? Is that a dance group?
Not really.
Like, I don't know, like.
No, that's just, like, really funny. Dude, actually, Justice, like,
I've heard that Justice is, like, a good, hard, like, good, hard dance music, but I've never, like, really listened to them, or I don't really know anything about Justice.
Dude, you know? Their 2007 album, that one with the cross.
It's, like, the black one.
I still play it. Like, I still play it.
Maybe, and then, like, something that I haven't, like, messed with yet. Which yeah. is basically my style, is, like, I don't just gravitate towards shit, I just get drawn to it, like
you know, like, how I...
Or, wait, that makes no sense. That makes no sense, like... That made no fucking sense what I said, like...
No, you know how I say that I do sandblast at work, and, like, and I kind of will pick music, and we get to play music loud?
Is that the record you need
to, like... I have to play Justice when I do that shit, because it's just, like, the right... And honestly, I feel like it blows people's minds.
Oh. Also, as what? Like what I feel like is dance music, like Death Grips,
uh-huh.
or like Show Me the Body, okay. like that's dance music for me.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, like punk. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I'm an aggressive person. You know?
Uh huh.
Like,
mm-hmm. Oh. He's an aggressive person.
Oh, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Soda Bar announced a pretty epic show today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Daughters, Health,
oh, God.
And Show Me the Body at the Irenic.
Oh, my God.
On December 6th.
Oh, my God.
Right? Like, what a fucking banger. Like, Daughters and No, and it's like, this is why.
Wait, have we seen Daughters? Or no?
We saw Daughters, like. Did you. You went. Yeah, you were there with me and Greg, right?
I can't remember.
At Soda Bar.
I feel like I does. No, I don't think I was there.
Are you sure?
I don't think I was there, no.
Have you ever seen them?
I don't think so. That's what I was confused about, but no, I don't. Oh, fuck, I can't even fucking remember.
I feel
remember.
Like you were there with me and Greg.
Maybe, I don't know. But. It's not ringing a bell, but what were you saying?
But. This is, I admire Show Me the Body because, dude, bands always fucking skip San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
They fucking skip San Diego. The only bands that don't skip San Diego are the fucking hard-ass fucking bands. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, Ceremony has come to San Diego multiple times, and they're mm-hmm. playing with Rocket from the Crypt
mm-hmm.
at that party. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Daughters has come to San Diego multiple times. Like, those hard bands never mm-hmm. skip San Diego. Because our scene is the punk and hardcore scene. There's no psychedelia here. It's Blink-182 is from this place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like
people kid themselves, you know? That's why, like, I love Buddy Banter, because Buddy Banter was in the realm of, like, that punk pop, that, you know, that kind of, like, that realm, that emo, punky realm that flew over here, you know what I mean? Like, during that time. But, like, I don't know, like, no one should be psychedelic here. I don't think so. Like, you know, like...
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, it's never worked for anyone. Like, anyone is a hippie here, it just gets like, bleh. Like, go back to OB. Like, you know, like...
Yeah, it's... San Diego is, like, a weird place for music, I think, just because of the people, the type of people.
It's all transplanted people.
Mm-hmm.
There's no locals,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like,
yeah, well, I guess, like, the locals are the punks, right?
Yeah, like Zach Potter is, like, he's one of the punks. Dave Parley is one of the punks.
Like, Che Cafe.
Rex Foster is one of the punks. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
and, like, you know, like... But, like, people who come here with, like, a dream of, like, starting a band and stuff, it's like, man, dude, like...
You came to the wrong town.
Like, you know? But then, like, you know, it makes me nervous about Austin. Like, you know, am I gonna know what I'm doing there? Like, you know, like...
Well,
I feel like it's a big enough, like, music landscape where, like,
mm-hmm.
anything will fly if it's good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just have to prove myself a little bit. Like,
yeah, you know? I'm sure there's, like, a lot more... variety of types of music that are played over there, you know, like like I'm pretty sure they'll just be like bands that like span genres or like don't even fit in to,
remember
like...
the last night we were there and I was like, I'm gonna go out because there's no shows happening, but I'm gonna try and see if there's something happening, you know. Mm-hmm. And I found this bar that had a free show, like, mm-hmm. or they were, the guy was like, oh, it's the last band, so you can just come in, you know. And it was a pop punk band. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it felt very like San Diego to me. Like, mm-hmm. oh shit, it's a pop, but they were good. Like, they were fucking good. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I like looking at them, I thought they were like crusty looking Texas people, like mm-hmm. long hair, you know what I mean? Like
probably
long
stinky.
Yeah, just probably stinky, you know, like just skinny white boys, yeah. like, you know, and it's like, what are these guys gonna fucking do? You know, and it's all like pop punk, like dang a dang a dang, do get to the dead, do get to the dead, like this fast pop punk, you know,
uh-huh.
like they just straight out of fucking San Diego, you know,
yeah.
and they did it
yeah.
well, you know,
yeah.
and these guys are just here playing a fucking free, like, well, you know what I mean, like they're not even a part of the Levitation lineup, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I know they book a bunch of other shows during Levitation
mm-hmm.
because it's an opportunity to, you know,
have people come in your venue.
Yeah, yeah, it's mm-hmm. like people aren't going to go to every single fucking show; they're going to
yeah.
come in here too, you know, like
mm-hmm.
so it's like. Yeah, man, like, I want to do that. I want to do that, you know? Like, I want to reinvent myself, you know?
To play pop punk in Austin?
No, just to not be, to be Kevin in, Austin. Like, you know
okay,
what I mean?
To
like,
elevate?
Yeah, like, I want to, yes, I want to elevate my life. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
I want to take everything that I've learned here and try and... manifest something,
yeah,
take another step, take the next step, you know,
yeah.
like,
well, that's like the way to make things happen is to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation, you know. And like, it is cool that it's gonna be like where we want to go and like a place that we want to be, but it's also like we're not gonna know. Like, we're not gonna really, like...
I'm already fully prepared for the part where it's like, oh, so what do we do now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm fully prepared for that. Like,
no,
you know,
me too.
Like, we're gonna have to, like, put ourselves out there. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
we really are.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, because
yeah.
we're adults,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's harder.
Yeah.
As a, you know, when you're a kid, you're like, hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
Which one of you likes me? Like, you know, like,
yeah.
as an adult, it's like, I
it
mean, you can do that.
Make, yeah. Like, it does get harder to make friends as you get older.
But I feel like we'll clean slate.
Yeah.
Like, tabula rasa, you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? Like, you know.
You know what I was thinking? And like, maybe...
A clean slate changes your mentality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was
yeah.
part of, like, I didn't think I could gain, like, an ego from playing music, you know? Uh-huh. But, like, after being so delirious and tired and, like, one and a half weeks on the road, like, uh-huh. we would show up to bars just like, I don't know anyone here. I don't give a fuck. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Not the best mentality to have all the time, because you have to tread lightly. Uh-huh. You know, even if you're in a foreign place, you have to tread lightly. Uh-huh. Don't disrespect people. But, like, you know, clean slate is kind of a motivator, because you kind of feel like you don't have anything.
No baggage.
Yeah, you don't have to build off of, you know, you have a clean slate to build on. You know?
Yeah. Like, that's why, know. That's actually, like, why I want to leave my job. Is because I do feel like I have, like, built-up baggage. You know, like, built-up, like...
Well, how many years is that? 8 years?
8 years? More, almost
that's
nine.
8 years of, like, you know, baggage that you perceive, and then baggage you don't even know that, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, I feel like once you, even if you're still within, when we go there, you know, and you change your setting, you know, I feel like you'll be like, damn, I fucking hated that shit. Like, you know, you're like...
Well, you know what I was even thinking, and, like, maybe this is, I don't know, but I feel a lot more excited to think about, like, just going over there, like, without working for them. Like, but I mean...
So you want to start
like new like
are you gonna find a job that's like in the same field or just like find a job?
Well, I mean, I would kind of want to maybe be already like part timing, like doing some type of like sessions with people, like, you know, readings, like type of stuff. But like, and then just like maybe find other ways to like support. Uh-huh. But like, I don't know, just the thought of like kind of like staying, like I enjoy the environment a lot. It's like a good ethical place to be, you know, like if I am gonna work somewhere, like that's where I would want to work.
Yeah.
But also like I kind of just don't want to work for anyone. Like I kind of want, I like have that.
I think that's a side effect of the enslavement that we are suffering from in this country. You know what I mean? Like, even though it's a great place to work for, you know, it's like the bottom line is different through across the board. You know what I mean? Like, because like, what's your rate there? Like, you know what I mean? Like the minimum wage could be $25 across the board, and you could be, everyone could be happier. You know what I mean? But it's like even the best country, the best company in this country. Mm-hmm. Doesn't equal happiness.
Yeah.
So you're right.
Yeah.
To not feel like you need that place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, or you're right to feel compelled to leave. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because you, it's not rewarding.
I'm not happy.
It's not rewarding.
Like, yeah.
It's like... Which is basically the point of this podcast. No, I'm kidding.
No, you know what? Have
I agree with that whole... Who was it that was like, people just do a lot of shit that they don't want to fucking do. And they don't know why they're doing it.
I don't know specifically where that came
from. It was probably a fucking, like, a J.P. Sears thing or something.
Oh, it probably was Gary V.
Or Gary V. Yeah, it's just like, you know, like, the person who is completely... Their life is dictated by Instagram. Or dictated by, like... notoriety or something. It's like, dude, that just sounds like a lot of like, I gotta get up and go here and then go there, you know what I mean? Like, I can't surmise specifically what someone like that goes through, but I'm pretty sure they do a lot of shit that they don't want to do.
Yeah,
like, you know, I think of like Mark Wayans, the, you know, the Thai guy, right?
Yeah,
like he's in a different fucking country every fucking week, you know what I mean? If he didn't like that, he would be fucking miserable, right? If he didn't like traveling or eating food, he would be a miserable person. So he's like found a realm of purity for himself, you know what I mean? Like, but then all the people who are chasing that, there's a lot of people who are chasing that and are just like, what do you do? Like, just do what you want to do. Like, why would just, you know, like,
well, I think a lot of the issue is that a lot of people don't really know what they want to do. They're just following because it's easier.
Which is also fine because it's like, you know, like in this realm that we're all in, it's like it's like it could take a lifetime for some people to figure out what their
It usually does.
That's the point, right?
Yeah.
You know, like that's why helping other people is like, important.
Because, yeah.
Like, you know, even if you're missing the mark, at least you help something out, you know?
Like, basically, like, it's basically like everyone's purpose is to help people, but you just have to figure out your way of doing it.
The best
it.
Way to help people.
Yeah, like that is best for you and everyone else. Like,
I feel like feeding people and like creating cool music to listen to is kind of, I didn't want to say that. Like, I didn't want to be like, now I don't want to.
Didn't want to claim anything.
Like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, is that good enough? You know what I mean? It's like, I should be asking myself that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but I mean, I'm pretty, cooking is an honest work for me.
Uh-huh.
Like, I feel like I'm not deceiving I like food.
Yeah.
People like food. Yeah. So I create food, you know, like, I don't know.
Do you feel like that's where you shine the most?
I feel like I shine, it's not specifically that, it's just, if I have a way to be creative, then that's where I shine.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like they're one and the same a little bit, you know, like.
You just enjoy that expression of creativity?
Yeah, just expressing, like, it's one of the few ways that I'm able to express myself, you know, because there's things that I'm good at and there's things that I'm not good at, and those, you know, cooking and figuring out how to play instruments and writing music is what it, like, you know, I'm not good at that. Like, no one's good at that. Like, see, now this is getting too crazy.
I would say you're good at that. I would say you're good at music.
I enjoy it.
Like, I would say you're good at music.
I feel like I have something to give people if I do that, you know, like, you know, like. Like from experience, you know, like, I've had experiences with people who, like, enjoy the music I play, you know, and that's, like, validating, like, as a validation, like, yes, you know, keep doing it because people like it, you know? Like, and it's not like a superficial thing where, like, oh, people like it, so that's what I do. It's like, I like to make people happy.
Yeah.
Because that's the best we can all do for each other, is trying to make each other feel better or feel happy, you know? Like, so, you know, like, I've had positive feedback from playing music, you know. And
it's something that you enjoy also.
Yeah, and I like doing it.
So it's like,
it's not painful for me to do it.
It's like the overlap.
I was doing it for myself before anyone was listening to me, so, you know what I mean? Like, and that was just, like, me being a curious child, or, you know, like, that's probably more so my personality, you know, my, certain traits about my personality that made me do that, but, yeah, like, as a kid, I was, like, curious about music, you know, like.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you feel like you know what directions to go in to, like.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff that I didn't, like. There was a lot of stuff that happened to me as a child that I didn't realize was, like, important. Like, you know what I mean? Like, my mom, like, one of the first things that I became obsessed with was a David Bowie record. And it was the soundtrack for Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
And I didn't, like, and then that, like, as, that was as a young child, like, I'm talking about, like, before, like, middle school, before, like, before, like, teenage, you know, like, as a kid, that was the stuff I was drawn to. Like, I found a Labyrinth soundtrack, like, cassette tape in my mom's shit, you know, and I, like, oh, like, and I knew what it was. It was.
That's, like, funny that your mom had it.
No, my mom has way better fucking taste. Like, you probably don't even, you don't even know this shit, because now it's coming out. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, it's just, like, funny, like, to imagine, like, your mom, like, buying the Labyrinth, like, cassette tape. Like, you know what I mean?
As a 90s kid, you know how there's always that, like, they're like, oh, it's a bunch of weird VHSs and cassettes, you know, that your parents had, you know? Like, my dad had, like, whack taste in music. Like, it was Aerosmith and The Cars and, like, you know, like, those bands aren't that great. They're cool, but they're not that great, you know? Like, and then, like, my mom was into Michael Jackson and Bowie and fuck, you know what I mean? Like, and Celine Dion and fuck, you know what I mean? Like, and Elton John. Like, yeah. What the fuck? You know, like, she had way better taste, you know? Like, and that was her shit, you know, that I was finding. Like,
yeah.
My mom had, like, the Laserdisc, like, Titanic on Laserdisc and Celine Dion on Laserdisc.
Because
she liked karaoke and shit, you know? And I remember as a kid, I would find tapes and shit, and I would, like, record over them, or I'd play them and, like, plug her karaoke mic into the speakers, and I would sing along with the cassette tapes, like, you know, I did this when I was young, when no one was home, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was a very poppy kid when I was, like, little, you know? And then I grew out of it, because, you know, shit happens around you, and then, like, it didn't take, and then, like, it was probably literally, like, David Bowie's death that I was like, damn, I used to be into Bowie. I guess there is a part of me that knows what's going on, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like...
That chair. No, because I can hear it, like, not, it's fine.
No, I know, I'm just trying to make it, like...
Oh my god. Yeah, well, your mom does like to have fun, so she would be into fun music.
She knows what's up. Yeah, man. Tapes, you know? Tape experiences.
Yeah.
That was my experience with The Matrix. Like...
On a cassette tape?
No, on a VHS tape. Like... It was like that Blockbuster, and I was like, oh, it's The Matrix.
Everyone, yeah.
Everyone likes that movie. What is it? You know?
Right to it. It's funny because it is getting brought up, like, I'm not, it's not even that, like, we're the only ones who are talking about it, like
ahead of its time,
people really. Have been, I've been hearing it getting brought up, like, on podcasts or, like, whatever, YouTube shit, like.
Well, so it's like, it wasn't, it was a part of your time, kinda, you know what I mean, but you just kinda missed it, you know?
I just wasn't interested
at the time. Yeah, but then, like, think of, like, all the other people who, like, don't even know what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
And then someone just comes out of the blue, like, hey, man, what you watching? And like, oh, The Matrix, I've never seen this? Like, no, I've never heard of it. And like, and they're like, boom! And like, when did this come out? Like, 1995, dude. Like, what was it, 98?
99.
Okay, it was right before.
Well, maybe 98, but, like, I feel like it was maybe 98.
It was right before the Y2K. You know?
Yeah. Well, I think for me, I kind of just associated it,
dude,
like...
Dude, we need to watch Reloaded tonight. Because if you're so down for The Matrix, you like, you got to.
I know, but, like, I kind of... It's like, I know that we're gonna watch it, but it's just kind of like, I'm... Just
when the time is right.
It. Yeah.
It's so
there's like a lot of stuff that I know that I'm gonna do or watch.
Okay,
or
so
like...
think of it like, so the first one is like super mysterious. It's like, what is happening? You know, and then the stuff happens, you're like, okay, I kinda get it, you know what I mean? And then the second one starts and it's like the movie is definitely more aware of itself. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, now we're in the Matrix, and that's how the action gets more ramped up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the Wachowski brothers realize, like, all right, this is where the action gets crazy because we're more aware of how crazy it can be. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like they have everyone's attention now, so they're like, okay, well.
Yeah, and then the third one is like, wait, we have to end the actual human story, so it's not really in the Matrix. It's more in the, and that's the one where it's like, you know, where the squid robots. It's about. Literally a battle between the humans and a bunch of squid robots, like,
okay,
and the humans are like in robots, like like walking mech robots, like, and this is all underground in Zion in their mega city, like, and it's a mega city, like, like in the in the first Matrix they make it seem like, yeah, Zion, it's the last human city, it's like we're struggling to, and when you get there it's like this fucking, you know, underground mega metropolis, you know what I mean? And there's a nightclub, people are fucking everywhere, they're not unhappy, everything is great, you know what I mean? like they've you know, I guess that's why it's called Zion, you know what I mean? I guess, but it's like, it's not as like the human race isn't exactly not thriving, that's what I'm saying, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they could be cool down there.
Yeah.
They could be like, let's just leave the fucking robots alone. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because the robots don't know they're there.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just fucking around in the Matrix too much. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's like all the shit they do in the Matrix causes the war.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, It's because Neo is not supposed to exist.
And
Neo
then they find out that he exists. Yeah. And then so they're like, oh, we have to go kill him.
Yeah, because the one could destabilize all our shit, you know? Like, when he's just like, you know, just stay on the ground. I'm like...
Well...
And the other...
No, it's too late to watch
it. The only... It's fine. It's fine. But the other aspect that is super unrealistic to me is that, like, they just have this large expanse of, like, underground sewer systems that they can just fly through. Like, who mapped all this shit out for them? Like, or, like, how do they know that they can just fly through there?
And they're in, like, a spaceship type thing, right?
Yeah, it's a magnetic, like, you know what I mean? There's not even propulsion. It's all electromagnetism, you know what I mean? So it's like, what if all of a sudden that tunnel shrank down to the diameter of a fucking, you know what I mean? Like,
an actual tunnel.
Do they have all that shit mapped out? Like, I don't, I don't know, you know. Interesting questions.
I'm sure.
If you watch Reloaded, you get to see Jada Pinkett Smith fly one, just like, because there was a whole part of her, like, flying one, like, I can't get it through, and then, you know, it's like some, you know, like, flying spaceship part. Like, yeah.